At what might seem like the worst possible time ever, some local eateries have launched or expanded amid a global pandemic. Rather than pushing back dates, four business owners took the risk and pressed forward. KLCC's Mallory Begay reports.
For new businesses, ribbon-cutting ceremonies are usually big events that attract new customers and garner a lot of attention. But under Governor Kate Brown's orders, Omer Orion had his on Zoom.
Thank you, everybody, for coming to celebrate this very strange grand opening with us. I'm excited to announce the launch of These Burgers.
Orion opened the new place inside his downtown Eugene Off the Waffle location. He says for years they've been eyeing ways to enter into the dinner market since they mainly focus on breakfast.
So we could really maximize the output of this kitchen with something else by having something that opens on the off-the-waffle off-hours.
Orion says he had to temporarily close the two other restaurants in Portland and Eugene. By opening These Burgers now, he says they can retain some staff and generate needed revenue.
It allows our employees to come back to work now. And, you know, there's a bunch of other reasons for this, but the gut feeling says that this is right. You know what I mean? And it's going to help to pay the rent right away.
Orion says business for Off the Waffle is picking up again, and it's fueled his confidence in These Burgers.
Alrighty, let's cut the ribbon.
In Albany, Lara Herman and her husband Wolf were in the middle of growing their catering company, Cracklin Pizza. Then the pandemic hit. With restrictions on large gatherings in place, many of their gigs were canceled or postponed.
We had invested all of our money into this, and so our cash flow was lower than it usually is. And so we were worried, like, oh my gosh, are we gonna sell pizzas? Are we gonna be able to succeed in this?
For a while, they've run their business under a canopy tent with their pizza oven attached to a trailer. Recently, they decided to level up and purchase a large food truck and hire two of their employees full time.
We really wanted to make it happen for them and for us, and I think it really is good for our company too to just stay in the public view that we're out there. And because I feel like if we restarted again when all of this was over, it would be like restarting from the very beginning.
The Hermans pivoted by offering pizza and takeout orders. Lara says they've been doing well and have been able to support the wider Albany community by giving pizza to police officers and purchasing ingredients locally.
Did you get my order?
Yeah, the Italian spring with no sausage.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said a small one.
The initial shock of the pandemic seems to have waned for some, like Brian Kaufman. He's the co-owner of Bone Fine Burger Bar. They opened in Eugene the day the governor placed restrictions on restaurants.
Yeah, so that timeline was really interesting because that was our first day. And so we were really scrambling to figure out what that meant for us, for our team, all the people we had just hired.
Kaufman says they'd planned their launch date months ago. The restaurant has two other locations in Corvallis and Salem. Now, Kaufman says Eugene is one of their busiest locations.
We have had to turn off our online ordering several times because we're getting so overwhelmed. So I think that there was this excitement building for months that we were going to be open.
Kaufman says this and their product is why he thinks they've done well so far. In West Eugene, the family-owned Embosque, a Mexican food cart, is finding similar success. Yanira Moreno says it's been hard to keep up with demand.
Words couldn't express how fortunate we are to have such a positive impact of people actually eating here and trusting us with their food.
Embosque is the lifelong dream of Omar Moreno, Yanira's father.
Next step is going to be a restaurant. And then my dream came true.
After months of planning, Yanira says they weren't sure if they wanted to open during a pandemic, but their health inspector pushed them to launch since their food cart had all new equipment.
I think we're a little bit out of our minds for doing this, but just being able to have that reassurance from the health department and seeing that we're all being really safe and really good, it's kind of all we know right now in a weird way. It sounds kind of odd, but this is the way that we're learning to operate during this pandemic, so I don't know if maybe in the future this will help us even more.
Moreno says while they feel they've been successful, it's hard to measure, and the future's always uncertain. Though, judging by the reception of locals,
first time here?
They're optimistic. Yeah. Mallory Begay, KLCC News.
Anything else for you?